Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Big O, trust me, if he wins, they will find a way to build around him. He will adjust his salary. You're talking about... Are you talking about Pat Mahomes? No, he won't, because the salary is already adjusted. Now, will he take more guaranteed money so you can push more space back? Yes, but I don't think they'll have to do that too much, because I think what they're trying to do, what I didn't realize, and when I heard some people talk about this, it made a lot of sense. When you sign a 10-year contract, you are giving them a discount, because by the time you get to year six of this deal, which is 8 years in, his $45 million salary will not sound completely out of control. And you're going to have some pretty mediocre quarterbacks that are going to be getting paid $35 and $40 and $45 million down the line. I mean, think about it. Cousins gets $30 million. So it's, you know, so in a couple of years, is a Cousins going to get 35 and 40? Of course he is. Does he deserve it? No. But that's kind of what's going to end up happening. So this is a 12-year contract, because it's a 10-year extension on top of the two. By the time you get to like year 8 and 10 and 12, that contract is not going to be ridiculous. And the cap would have gone up like $70 million. Maybe more. So the cap alone will go up over the salary over that time. Think about that. Whatever the cap is now, in the next 12 years, will the cap go up more than $50 million? Yeah. So he's really not going to take up the kind of space he's taking up. He's not taking up any space now, these next 2 years. It's year three, and by then, the cap continues to climb. It may not climb too much next year because of what happened this year with COVID, but the year after that and after that, everything goes back to normal, then you know it's going to climb. It's going to go through the roof. And so what you're paying him will not seem that ridiculous. So when I heard people say that in a way a 10-year contract is a hometown discount, they're right. They're right, because as time goes on, the contract doesn't become that crazy. People were freaking out when they were paying Ryan Tannehill $17 million. And at that time, it was crazy money. Now, you know, backups are getting $7 million, $9 million. Just any half-decent quarterback's going to get $17 million now. That's where we're at. It's pretty impressive. But it is smart on their part, and it made a lot of sense when you really think about it.